Well, there are a couple of fronts. The first and foremost is through our Pipeline Safety Division regarding the operation of pipelines coming out of Cushing. As of now, those operations are normal. Pipelines were, many of them were shut down last night as a precaution, but the assessment is complete and there aren't any problems reported out of that facility. The on the second front, our earthquake team is working with the Oklahoma Geological Survey as well as with our contract geophysicist to formulate an action plan for the Cushing area. We last took action in Cushing in October of 2015 on about 14 wells, and we will be taking further action in the area.
Yeah, and a lot of people are putting a lot of importance in this area because of the very nature of that. It is the Cushing Oil Storage Tank Farm, so it's not one that you can't ignore or wait any longer, huh?
Well, regardless of what's located there, the fact that we had, depending on whether you use USGS or OGS numbers, we had a quake of a very strong magnitude, and action is absolutely required.
So did the commission, your oil and gas division, did you actually send a team to the oil storage tank farm last night?
That's the pipeline safety department that has jurisdiction in Cushing, and it is limited jurisdiction. It's only over those operators that operate intrastate lines, which is about 10% of the facility, but through their own contacts are able to develop a picture of what was happening. And no, the companies have their own people to go out and do assessments. It's a very sophisticated system, so they're able to conduct assessments fairly quickly and report back to pipeline safety.
So, Matt, is the full commission going to, you know, consider anything in regards to this or hold a discussion, or is it just going to be left up to the oil and gas sector?
I can't speak to what's going to happen in the future. I can tell you that the plan today will be the result of work by the earthquake team with the oil and gas division issuing the directive.